Hey, this is Scott Borchetta with Big Machine, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I got cold beer in my cup, a pretty girl hopping out of my truck. Got the cables coming out of the dash, JBL's 12 stacks. We got all the makings of a Saturday night.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, usually high atop Chicago, the Allstate Skyline Studio. Here we are high atop Indianapolis Motor Speedway, overlooking one of the most iconic venues in all of sports, specifically racing. And honored to have a guy behind the namesake of NASCAR Weekend here. You know him from all of the things that he has done with Big Machine Label Group, with American Idol, with everything in the music world, and of course racing here too, with the Indy 500. And it's the one and only Scott Borchetta. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. It's so great to talk to you today.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I think what's unique in talking with a lot of the people from the Speedway, and for those people that are fans of the sport in Indy, they know that this has been a long-time relationship. This is the kind of thing that happens, that your connection with Indianapolis, with racing, goes far beyond, you know, a marketing situation or an advertising activation. Your connection runs really deep.
It really does. You know, I've always been a race fan, and we first started, you know, our true sponsorship opportunities in 2011. When it was in between Crown Royal. And so we had a Big Machine Brantley Gilbert activation. And then every year since, we've had something to do with the 400 and the 500, not just with our sponsorship of the race, but also with our drivers. You know, this year, right now in real time, we have the number one leading points champ, hopefully to be Joseph Newgarden's a Big Machine Vodka driver, and also Kyle Busch is a Big Machine Vodka driver. So right now we have, you know, our little distillery has both the major series champs, you know, as far as leading in the points championship.
Well, from a identifying talent standpoint, do you feel like it? On the music side, you're doing that too, but because these are some of the, you know, some of the biggest names in their respective, you know, disciplines on the racing side of the series. And Kyle is, you know, one of, I would say, you know, a potential undoubtedly Hall of Famer, one of the greatest drivers maybe of all time. He's going to be right up there in the team photo. Is that what you're looking for? Is you want to have people that are going to be great ambassadors for the brands, but also you got to be, like, I don't know, really great?
Yeah, you know what? I look at everything as talent, whether it's a race driver, whether it's an artist, whether it's an executive. You know, are these the best people to do the jobs? And so a lot of it is gut and what feels right with our culture and with our messaging. And, you know, both Joseph and Kyle, while very different, they're both, you know, vicious race car drivers. And they're so dedicated to the sport and to winning. And that's the kind of label we are, whether we're doing our artists or with the vodka, et cetera. We always strive to be the best.
When it comes to walking the walk, you've done that. So this isn't necessarily just trying to have a successful company, trying to get out there, you know, sell records, sell downloads, whatever it is. Like, these are really things that are you, right? The things that you're involved with. What we think is so cool, and Doug Bowles is one of those guys that always looks to Indianapolis to try to make it more things to more people. You have this amazing venue. Let's use it as a music venue. Let's use it for this and be more things for the fans on the experience side. So talk about that. As you guys have increased, it seems like every year there's more and more stuff going on with the music.
Yeah, and it's something that Doug and I have worked very hard on. It's like, let's go outside of the Indy 500. You could make the argument that every other race there was a fair and a race broke out. So let's hit the reset button and let's make this a destination where people want to come and hang out. And what do they want to see? And, you know, when you bring somebody like Florida Georgia Line, who's going to rock it tonight, you know that you're shooting fish and barrel. So with Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, and by the way, getting Brian and Tyler with FGL to really understand and want to do the festival, I thought it was going to be a real long and drawn out situation. They're like, you want to create a festival for us at Indianapolis Motor Speedway? We're in. And so, you know, they've made a multi-year commitment. They'll be back next year when we do our July 4th weekend. And so all of these things are building blocks. You have to look at what's the goal. And when you're in our side of the business, it's very rare when you have a first-year festival that is a huge success. So the fact that we got rained out last year was really unfortunate, but it also built up the demand for Florida Georgia Line, because the FGL fans here in the Indy area haven't had a chance to see them. They're 2 years out. So we're going to have a huge crowd, over 20,000 people tonight.
It's going to be, well, ESOC shooting fish in a barrel. Once you get to a certain level and you know that these are verified, like popular things that are going to, I think, resonate with a lot of people. You said building blocks. And, you know, other than, you know, I guess the halftime show at the Super Bowl, you can say that's sort of like music and a sport or whatever. But uniquely, I think music and racing go great together. It's greater than the sum of the parts.
And if you think about how most of us still discover music, it's in your car. It's on the radio. Whatever you're doing, whether you're listening to terrestrial radio or Sirius XM or your playlisting, etc., that's still some of the prime listening hours in your day, every day. And so there's still just kind of that DNA connection to begin with. But also, too, it is about entertainment. And these days, to get fans to come out to do anything, you have to do something really extraordinary, really entertaining. And one of the things that Doug and I talk about a lot, and that we all talk about, as you know, the world changes and as people are looking at how they use entertainment, whether it's on their phone, etc., you know, how do you get them to engage? And also, too, when we ask for the order, we better be ready for them. So when we've been saying all year, this is going to be great, believe me, we've worked so hard to make
it. The power of positive thinking, right?
We've made so much, we've put so much emphasis on making sure this is a great weekend for the fans.
Think about this. As someone who's had the highest successes in the music business, been a mentor for so many, identified talent and all of those kind of things, I know a handful of years ago that I think the Rolling Stones played here. Yeah. I would love to see, as a person who's grown up loving Indianapolis and covering it as long as I've been covering, you know, anything in motorsports, I would love to see like this venue to bring people from other places to a place like this, because it's breathtaking, really. And is that a thought maybe down the road? Maybe have more events, even if the racing isn't there, right? The Speedway is.
Yeah, you know, we've got to be very specific. And, you know, the 500, again, it's its own wonderful animal. But everything outside of that, we can't take any chances. So we have to protect the festival. So we look at what time of the year could we do another big event. And, you know, the Rolling Stones is probably a once in a lifetime. But what other thing, once we really get embedded with the July 4th weekend, well, now all of a sudden we have the whole fall to look at. You know, we very much protected this time of year for the Big Machine Vodka 400 and FGL Fest. But now that NASCAR is moving us to the July 4th weekend, we can really start to look at, hey, what can we do next fall? Because we've created an expectation that, you know, that Labor Day week, we're going to do something at the Speedway. So that's a huge opportunity.
When you think about the Speedway, you think about some of the things that go on here. You think about opportunities to highlight products. We wanted to mention the vodka side of things. Like, I cover a lot of the food stuff for WGN. I've with Restaurant Radio America on 65 stations around the country. I've interviewed every single food personality, and that it's exciting to see this, you know. So you want to say your passions and your loves, and so great spirits and expressions in there. Let's talk. I mean, there's some front and center in the interview with us.
Yeah, and a lot of times we talk about, well, why is Big Machine involved in racing? And a lot of it to do with Big Machine Records. I'm not going to sell or stream or consume more music necessarily because we're a race sponsor. So we've worked the last several years like, okay, how can we take this beyond what could arguably be a vanity investment and turn it into something where there's a return on our investment? And I've wanted to do a vodka and a whiskey since our Crown Royal days, and that's where it started. So the idea for us to have a Big Machine spirit started right here at IMS when we were working with Crown and Diageo. I first took the idea to do a Big Machine whiskey to them several years ago, and it never got off the ground. And then this opportunity to acquire 10 South Distilleries outside of Nashville 3 years ago, it's like, you know what? You put that energy out there, here's how it's come back to us. And now we have full control of all of our spirits and all of our branding, and we have something that's a great product that lives up to the expectation of what we feel we've created with Big Machine. And Indianapolis is blowing up for us. Chicago's blowing up. We have Atlanta. Of course, Nashville is huge. So we're building it, again, one block at a time. But now I have something that all of our profits from Big Machine Vodka are going to go right back into racing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's one of the things in racing. The economic engine is kind of the tough thing, the tough code to crack, yeah. right, for all of that stuff. When it comes to, like, our show, we cover transformative travel, road trips, racing. We cover some of the food side, too. Cars, right? Automobile enthusiasm. And there's a love affair with the automobile in America, too, and, of course, with you as well. So let's talk about some of the cars that you have. People want to know this. You know, you're not defined just by music, right? You got the cars.
Now, growing up in Southern California, I always joke, nothing's changed since high school. Girls, my wife, rock music, all the artists I work with, and cars. So we've just been able to do it at a higher level. And, you know, I have a few pretty important race cars from back in the day. I have Bobby Unser's 1967 All-American Racers Eagle. That is the first Indy car he ever won a race in. And he also won the championship in that car in 1968 at Riverside.
Wow.
Then I have serial number one from 1972, which is an Eagle, which Bobby also drove. It's the first Indy car to do 200 miles an hour. And if you look at that year of 1972, Bobby broke the track record at 11 tracks that year.
Whoa.
It was really a revolutionary car. And so you could look at even the Indy cars today, and you could make the argument that car 01 is ground zero for what IndyCar racing is today. Then I also have the Marty Robbins 1981 Buick Regal. Great story. It was Darrell Waltrip's car at Daytona in 1982, owned by Junior Johnson. It's a banjo car. And then they sold it to Marty, and he drove it in his last two cup races before he passed in Atlanta and Daytona. And the car was in the Roy Acuff Museum in Nashville, and that flooded in 2010. So several years back, I called up the general manager, who's a friend of mine. I said, where's that Marty car? He's like, I have no idea.
Huh?
I said, it's somewhere. You don't throw away anything. And he calls me 6 months later. I found it. It's in a warehouse in Donelson. Meet me there Sunday. So I go and find the car. Long story short, Ray Evernham has restored it, and I'm racing it. We raced it here at Indy a couple weeks ago. We finished second in Group 10 with the Marty Robbins, Darrell Waltrip, 1981 Buick Regal.
I wish, you know, so Jeff Hammond is also going to be on the show. I would have loved to have been able to share that story with him. So it's such a unique thing, and it's so exciting, and I think I'm sure that you get that from your fans and from coworkers, and that it's one thing to go out there and do fun stuff. It's another thing to kind of have it be, I don't want to say on brand, but like on your life, right? It's like your passion, and you're living it out. You're living out a lot of people's dreams here. For people who want to follow your adventures on the Vodka side, I'm sure they can get more information. We'll have the links up at WGNradio.com. Social media wise, I know you're pretty prolific there, sharing a lot of the stuff as you go. Where can people go?
You know what? You can find us on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else. So there's Big Machine Label Group and BigMachineLabelGroup.com. Scott Borchetta, at Scott Borchetta, ScottBorchetta at Instagram. And, you know, we really love what we do. And I think that's what's really fun for me. So we found a way to really help give back to some of the things that I'm really passionate about. And whether it's, you know, the things that we do charitable-wise or with our Music Has Value program, which all the money that we raise there goes to music instruments in schools. You know, we're really in a blessed situation with how everything's worked out the last several years. So, you know, supporting the racing, supporting young musicians, and it's really about, you know, what good can we do?
Getting to do what it is that you love, I think, is a huge, huge blessing. When you can do what you love and have millions of people love what it is that you're doing, I think you're way ahead of the game. So, Scott, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Like I said, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me.